Time Management Questionnaire. Time management is one of the most important of all business skills. Everyone has the same amount of time. Everyone has the same amount of time per day, but in the time, some people manage to make lots of progress towards their goals, and others don't. In order to improve your awareness of time management techniques, please read the following, answer the questions and consider the implications of your answers. Time Management Tips Questionnaire. When you go to work, do you go with an attitude of goal focus? Or do you go with an attitude of the drifter, meaning that you arrive at work without a definite goal? If you have no specific goals, then what effect will that lack of goal focus have on your work output? Do you write things down in a notebook and keep all the information and ideas you have in a safe place, or do you fail to write things down and try to rely on your innate memory? Do you allow people to knock you off your track by allowing them to interrupt your train of thought with meaningless conversations? Are you sometimes too nice? Meaning that you tend to overcommit. Meaning that you keep making offers to do things for people, but you make too many offers to help, and you end up overwhelmed with too much work to be done in too short a time. Do you spend too much time worrying about things over which you have no power to change? Do your meetings tend to drift off track? If yes, why is that? And how could you keep the meetings on track? 8. Who are the two people in your office who steal most of your time, meaning, they tend to take you off the high-value work and tend to get you into trivial or counterproductive conversations? And once you name the two culprits, what are you going to do to limit the damage they do to your productivity? What two bad habits do you have that cause you to waste your own time, or the time of other people? Meaning, what habits or character traits do you have that make you less efficient than you otherwise would be? And what can you do to eliminate those two bad habits? What are the two worst office systems that cause you to waste time? Name the systems. Then name the person who is responsible for that system, and then name what you might be able to do to effect an improvement in that system. Are you organized or disorganized? Are you tidy or untidy? Do you have a good memory? Or do you forget too much? If you have a poor memory, then answer this question. How many books on memory training have you read in the last 3 years? Do you think your instructions are free from ambiguity, or is there a chance that some of your messages contain hidden ambiguities and therefore the potential to be misunderstood and therefore the cause of a wrong action? If your written or spoken communication does contain some ambiguity, then how could you make your instructions and requests even more specific, so that your messages are more clearly understood? Do you plan ahead? Or do you tend to wing it? Meaning you are making it up as you go along? What one change in your personal habit patterns would make the biggest difference to your overall work efficiency? Have a look at the above questions, they all imply a piece of advice. Here is the advice you could derive from the questions. When you go to work, don't be a drifter. Try to go with an attitude of goal focus. Write things down in a notebook and keep all the information and ideas you have in a safe place. Don't rely on your innate memory. Don't allow people to knock you off your track by allowing them to interrupt your train of thought by meaningless conversations. Try to maintain your concentration. Don't overcommit. Meaning don't keep making too many offers to help so that you end up overwhelmed with too much work to be done in too short a time. Don't spend too much time worrying about things over which you have no power to change. Keep your mind focused on the things you do have power to change. Keep your meetings on topic. Identify who are the two people in your office who steal most of your time, then limit the damage they do to your productivity. Identify and limit your two worst habits. Identify and improve your two worst office systems. Always tidy up after yourself. Train your memory. Strive to make your messages free from ambiguity. Instead, make them more specific, defined and unequivocal. Always plan ahead. Never wing it. Be very cautious of making it up as you go along. Plan it. Identify the one change in your personal habit patterns that would make the biggest difference to your overall work efficiency, then do it.